Three major wildfires burning in California, fueled by Santa Ana winds, are forcing tens of thousands to evacuate. There are two in Southern California, surrounding Thousand Oaks, which is still reeling from this week's mass shooting. The Woolsey Fire jumped the 101 freeway in a number of places this morning. It started south of Simi Valley and is burning in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. The Hill Fire has forced the entire communities of Oak Park and Westlake Village to evacuate. And in Northern California, the campfire has completely burned the town of Paradise, north of Sacramento. Residents quickly realizing yesterday they had to get out. Bryn Chatfield shot what's become a new genre of viral video, driving through fire and smoke that turned day into night.
Heavenly Father, please help us. Please help us to be safe.
As you see the fire burning around them, we'll have that at herenow.org. Ezra David Romero is a reporter at Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. Ezra, people are posting other videos talking about their cars catching on fire as they raced out. Describe what happened.
Yeah, the fire started about 6:30 in the morning yesterday. And it, you know, this is an area of oak woodland that's a mixed conifers and a lot of dry grass. So a fire that ignites in an area like this can just start burning really fast and grow really large. And that's what happened. The fire started at 6:30, and then in a couple hours, it was 5,000 acres and just kept growing and growing and growing. And plus all the wind speeds, there was wind speeds between 34 and 50 miles an hour. And that wind event just kept going on and spread this fire. And within 24 hours this morning, you know, it grew to 70,000 acres.
Right. And of course, you know, we remember the horrific car fire not too far away. And so these people, once they realized, we're hearing stories of people running down highways, abandoning their cars. Do we know of any casualties?
At this point, there was a Cal OES meeting this morning, and they said there have been injuries and some fatalities, but they're not releasing any information yet. People were leaving their cars, and then fire crews were having to move cars out of the way to get fire trucks into places like Paradise. And a reporter we have there this morning in this place called Paradise said, you know, one thing that's only standing is Taco Bell. And that's sort of the scene you have. It's like everything is destroyed, Cal Fire reports about 80% of the town is gone.
Meanwhile, an evacuation warning was issued last night for parts of the city of Chico. So what's the latest there?
Yeah, so far Cal Fire says they've done burn operations on where the fire is approaching Chico. So they light fire and to create this like barrier right between the city and the fire. They say the fire is moving north. And right now there was a red flag warning for this area. That's gone away. But the conditions are still so dry and severe here that with such low humidity in the air that even without that red flag warning, sparks could still fly and, you know, embers could push this fire on.
Yeah. And remind us, red flag, what is that telling residents?
A red flag warning is where there's high winds, there's low humidity in the air. It's saying all the conditions are right, that if a fire sparks, it can grow really big and really bad.
Yeah. And meanwhile, two other serious fires burning in the southern part of the state. Nerves must be on edge.
Yeah, you know, we're in November 9th, right? Mm-hmm. We've had not much rain in October, and there's not much forecast in the coming days as well. So I think the whole state is really on alert, and this has sort of been the story year after year now in California.
Yeah. Ezra David Romero, reporter at Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, California. And Ezra, just one last thought. We talked about people waking up to this fire and in Paradise and fleeing. Do they feel they got enough in the few seconds we have? Were they told to evacuate?
From what I hear, no. But they say, you know, this because it happened so fast. The fire grew fast so fast, there just wasn't time to alert everyone in that timely manner.
Boy, Ezra, thank you.
Thank you.